How about some piano music? How about some American piano music? How about some new American piano music? I'm Andrew Patner. Welcome to another edition of Critical Thinking. Impromptu for Piano 2010 by Chicago's own these days, Bernard Rands, R-A-N-D-S, from his new disc, Piano Music, 1960 to 2010, ranging over 60 years of composing life, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 works for solo and for two pianos. We're going to feature this album and a conversation with Bernard Rands later on this year, but I thought an impromptu and a recent one performed here by Robert Levin, recorded last year and released now on our good friends Bridge Records, Inc. of New Rochelle. Today, we're going to feature another album, this time put together by one pianist with an array of composers rather than one composer with two pianists. This from our friend in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Nicholas Nick Phillips. He teaches piano up there at the University of Wisconsin, and every couple of years we get a nice envelope from him with a very unusual recording in it. This one is called American Vernacular, New Music for Solo Piano. The project was to commission 10 different composers and to give them only the idea American Vernacular and to ask for a solo piano work or set of smaller works. That's what Nick has done, and that's what we're going to be listening to. Not all of the recording, because I see it has about an hour and 20 minutes of music on one CD, but we're going to listen to a number of these pieces. They represent an array of styles, backgrounds, and goals, and all of them challenge the technical abilities of Nicholas Phillips, but a part of his ability is to take things that are very difficult technically and make them sound simple, and also make them attractive to a wide audience. That's the goal of this particular recording. We're going to start off with three pieces, all given the umbrella name Spectacular Vernaculars. The composer is Mark Olivieri, And I can tell you that Mark is born in 1972, so he is about 41, 42 years old. He teaches at Hobart and William Smith Colleges in New York State. He has worked extensively with dance companies. And you'll hear in these pieces that his influences include working with people who are moving and their rhythms, but also the composers who have influenced him and performers who have influenced him are not only from the, quote, classical world, but also from popular jazz, blues, and even funk, as you'll hear from the titles. We're going to hear three works, each in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 minutes. Buenas noches, Buenos Aires, homage a Alberto Ginastera. Then Stella by Sunlight, homage a Billie Holiday. And then finally, Stakes is Higher, homage a Ahmad Jamal and De La Soul. Spectacular Vernaculars by Mark Olivieri, the world premiere recording, Nicholas Phillips Piano.
Thank you.
American vernacular indeed, and you'll be hearing how those terms mean very different things to each of the pianists on Nicholas Phillips's new album, American Vernacular, recorded by Nick just in the fall, I'm guessing, at Wild Sound Recording Studio in Minneapolis, and released now on New Focus Recordings. This is an artist-run collective presided over by guitarist Dan Lippel, L-I-P-P-E-L, and the recording home to a number of people you'll know from this and other WFMT programs: Third Coast Percussion, Ryan Muncy of Ensemble Del Niente, Claire Chase of the International Contemporary Ensemble, ICE, and many other fine and interesting and interested young musicians. Let's turn to the next track here on American Vernacular, Occidental Western Psalmody. Western here, according to composer Ethan Wickman, who teaches both composition and theory at University of Texas, San Antonio. Western here referring to the west of the United States, an area settled in part by his own ancestors in the 19th century, and to the feelings of that region and his own version of a psalm, maybe not one of King David's, but one of a composer thinking about the west and thinking about a piano. Thank you. Occidental Psalmody by Ethan Wickman, Texas-based composer and teacher of music, from Nicholas Phillips's American Vernacular New Music for Solo Piano. We come now to a Chicago composer, Ben Heartmann, H-J-E-R-T-M-A-N-N, who picked up his doctorate from Northwestern this last year. Congratulations to Ben, a lovely person involved in the Chicago music scene. He is involved with two bands with great names. Well, one is a regular name, but it's fine. Grant Wallace Band and Kong Must Dead. I like grammar like that. Kong Must Dead. This piece, Ben calls On the Drawing of Constellations, and you will hear how the idea of drawing connections between stars might play out in drawing connections, playing connections between notes, and it runs a bit under 7 minutes. Ben Hirtman's On the Drawing of Constellations. Nicholas Phillips playing there from his new album. Let me tell you a little bit more about Nicholas Phillips as you are listening to Critical Thinking. I'm your host and producer for this series, Andrew Patner. He is currently Associate Professor of Piano at the University of Wisconsin in Eau Claire, UW-Eau Claire. You've heard his two previous albums on our program, Portals and Passages, and Boris Papandopoulou, Piano Music, a rediscovered Croatian composer with Greek ancestry as well. He's always thinking around the edges of music and then going right back in to the center of it. That is, he's looking and thinking for new things, things that have been hitherto obscure. Also, though, he wants to connect directly with an audience, be it one of lay people or one of great experience. The next piece is by one Joel Puckett. He's a very active composer, involved in a lot of what sometimes is called crossover. I'm not going to use that term here. He's written concertos for such folks as the Chicago native superstars in their instruments, the McGill brothers, Anthony McGill and Damari McGill, clarinet and flute, respectively, and for many others. He's on the classroom faculty at Peabody at Johns Hopkins University, and he studied at the University of Michigan. I'm only going to tell you about this piece that it's just under 5 minutes, and it's called Bill Etude, which could be Etude, it could be Billy, but I'm not going to tell you, you'll figure it out, which Bill E. Joel Puckett might be talking about.
Thank you.
Billitude, Bill Etude, Billy Etude. Joel Puckett created that, and his influence, Billy Joel. But I think he moved to the other side of the keyboard for a lot of that, and probably knew beyond chord playing as well. But with all due respect to Mr. Joel and to his fan, Mr. Puckett, and our colleague Dennis Moore, a big fan of what Billy Joel added to or revived in piano playing. Nicholas Phillips there elegantly offering it for us. We now come to Mohammed Fairuz. Mohammed Fairuz is born in 1985. I think that makes him the youngest contributor to this recording. So he's not yet 30. He is commissioned by all kinds of people, ranging from individuals such as our own Rachel Barton Pine here in Chicago, to the DaCapo Chamber Players, to entire symphony orchestras, the Detroit Symphony and others. He has composed chamber music, operas, symphonies, very much involved in his Middle Eastern background and in bringing the Middle Eastern experience into his compositions. He has composed a series of piano miniatures that have to do with various things, and for these that have to do with American vernacular, he has given them the names Liberace. The second one has no name, but it has secret unsung lyrics from a poem of Seamus Heaney. And the third one comes from a Langston Hughes poem, Let America Be America Again, a poem that Mohammed Fairuz had memorized as a child and that he calls back to life with the line, America never was America to me. So three piano miniatures, numbers 10, 12, and 13 by Mohammed Fairuz. They range between a minute and 4 minutes. We'll hear them all together, Nicholas Phillips at the piano. Thank you. piano miniatures numbers 10, 12, and 13. Number 13, America Never Was America to Me, dedicated to Trayvon Martin, killed infamously in Florida. The composer, Mohammed Fairouz, F-A-I-R-O-U-Z. We will have a large portion of the album still to cover on a future program of Critical Thinking, but we're going to go out with David Maslanka's Beloved. Maslanka, M-A-S-L-A-N-K-A, is the senior representative on the album, born in New Bedford, Massachusetts in 1943, an Oberlin and Michigan State alum who taught for many years in New York and for the last 15 years or so has been a freelance composer based in Missoula, Montana. His work, Beloved, is a work, he says, of remembrance, and it lasts about 5.5 minutes. Beloved by David Maslanka in a lovely performance by Nicholas Phillips from his new album American Vernacular, New Music for Solo Piano on the New Focus Recordings label. NicholasPhillips.net is where you can get more information on this very, very intriguing young pianist, teacher, and commissioner of new music. We'll be sampling more from this new recording in the future, including work of another Chicago composer, Luke Gullickson, recorded in the fall in Minneapolis. Nick Phillips is at UW-Eau Claire. Thanks to Matt DeStefano for helping us put this program together and making it sound great. Our funder, Alpha Wood Foundation, and other friends of this program, Rentap, Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P at AOL.com. WFMT.com/Critical Thinking, home of the always free Critical Thinking podcast. I'm Andrew Patner. We'll see you next week.